thousands of girls in school. Visit APSAMarathonzambia.co.zm and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. APSA.
Police call riot attempt by suspected illegal miners in Chililabombwe. UN reaffirms full presence in Zambia amid regional expansion to Malawi. In global news, Thai court removed Prime Minister of a leaked phone call with Cambodian leader. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM Main News. My name is Constance Mazina Mwinga. The details. Police in Chililabombwe on the Copperbelt today took swift action to prevent looting and destruction of property after suspected protesting illegal miners attempted to riot near Konkola Copper Mines KCM. Copperbelt Police Commissioner PCS Siandenge, who confirmed the incident, says only one shop dealing in electronic goods was looted during the disturbance before officers quickly dispersed the looters using tear gas and that no arrests have been made so far. Mr. Siandenge says police had earlier been engaging the miners, urging them to vacate the site because their activities were both illegal and unsafe, and that while some resisted, prompting the attempted riot. He has explained that opportunistic individuals took advantage of the situation to loot a shop, mostly targeting mobile phones, but police intervened in time to prevent the violence from spreading. He has assured residents that officers remain on the ground to monitor the situation. Meanwhile, Chililabombwe District Commissioner Kelly Jiringa has confirmed that peace has been restored and business in the town has returned to normal. The United Nations has reassured the Zambian government that it remains fully present and committed in the country even as it extends its regional responsibilities under a broader reform agenda. This comes as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, extends its operational coverage to include Malawi while maintaining its representative base in Zambia. The change is part of the UNAT initiative, a global reform effort launched in March 2025 by Secretary General Antonio Guterres to modernize and future-proof the UN system ahead of its 80th anniversary. UN President Coordinator in Zambia, Beatrice Mutali, says the agency will continue to work closely with the Zambian government and its people to accelerate sustainable development and advance progress towards the 2030 Agenda and the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. In a statement, Ms. Mutali says the UNAT initiative is focused on improving operational efficiency, streamlining implementation of mandates from member states, and ensuring that UN programs are better aligned with national and regional development priorities. She says in Zambia, the UN country team has already begun to implement reforms by reassessing financial models, strengthening common operations, and refocusing its programs to maximize impact. In more news, the Lusaka Magistrate Court has set Monday, 1st September 2025, to rule on whether three former permanent secretaries and four senior officials facing allegations over the procurement of 50 ambulances have a case to answer or not. The accused are former permanent secretaries Dr. Kennedy Malama, Caroline Mulalelo, and Dr. Jabin Mulwanda, jointly charged with Gardner Siakantu, Health Administrator Muzaza Mtele, Maximilian Bweupe, Rebecca Njovu, a farmer and former Ministry of Health employee Wilson Lungu. Allegations are that Gardner Siakantu, between 1st January 2017 and 31st December 2017 in Lusaka, failed to comply with Section 41(2)(a) of the Public Procurement Act No. 12 of 2008, read together with Regulations 31 and 32, of the public procurement regulations when he initiated procurement of 50 ambulances without following prescribed procedures. In the second count, Dr. Kennedy Malama is accused of failing to comply with Section 22.1G, read with Section 22.2B of the Public Procurement Act by terminating a contract for the supply and delivery of 50 basic life support ambulances without following laid down procedure. Third count, charges allege that Dr. Malama, jointly with Muzaza Ntele, Rebecca Njovu, Maximilian Mwewupe and Wilson Lungu, failed to comply with Section 29.2 of the Act by approving Ministerial Procurement Committee Paper Number 131 of 2017 and using limited bidding as the method of procurement for the ambulances. Additional allegations name Dr. Malama and the six as having breached Section 50.2 and 3 of the Public Procurement Act by awarding the contract for the supply and delivery of 50 ambulances to Iveco South Africa Limited without following required procedures. In another news story, police in Mufumba District have detained a man who accidentally set fire to approximately 150 bags of maize belonging to farmers at the Food Reserve Agency FRA depot while trying to kill a snake. Northwestern Province Police Commissioner Brighton Suwale has confirmed the incident, saying the suspect, Edlak Chimuishwa, was trying to kill a snake that had escaped into nearby bushes. Mr. Siwale states that the suspect earlier saw a snake crawling in his compound and opted to kill it before it escaped into a nearby bush about 3 meters from the grass fence where farmers stored their maize. He further explains that Chimuishwa lit a fire to flush out the reptile, but strong winds blew the flames towards the grass fence used as a temporary FRA depot near the Ntongo Ceremony Arena before it spread and destroyed maize stacked inside the enclosure. Police say about 150 by 50 kilogram bags of maize were reduced to ashes, though agriculture officers are still verifying the exact quantity and value. Moving on to global news, Thailand's prime minister has been removed by the Constitutional Court, plunging the country's politics into turmoil and dealing a blow to its most powerful political dynasty. Paetongtarn Sinatra was dismissed for violating ethics in a leaked June phone call, where she could be heard calling Cambodia former leader Hun Sen uncle and criticizing the Thai army amid worsening border tensions with Cambodia. The call leaked by Hun Sen himself damaged her reputation, and critics accused her of undermining the country's army. The BBC reports on this and other world news stories.
Thailand's Constitutional Court has removed the Prime Minister, Paetongtarn Chinawat, over her handling of a border dispute with Cambodia. She'd been accused of failing to stand up to the veteran Cambodian leader, Hun Sen. Kenyan officials say tougher laws will be introduced to tackle religious extremism as the authorities fear a deadly doomsday cult may be making a comeback. They say a task force has been set up to monitor the activities of religious groups. Officials in Mauritania say at least 49 people have died and another 100 are missing after a boat carrying migrants capsized off the coast of the North African country. 17 people have been rescued and the search is continuing.
We'll take a quick break. We'll return shortly.
A whole new light for radio.
And now for business news.
The Business News is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
Energy expert Dr. Johnston Chikonda is calling for closer collaboration between the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, and the Bankers Association of Zambia, BAZ, to bridge the gap between approved business plans and financial institution requirements. Dr. Chikonda notes that despite ERB approval, many business plans are rejected by financial institutions due to shortcomings in financial modeling and other aspects leading to project delays and investor frustration. Speaking on the sidelines of the just-ended Commercial and Industrial Energy Storage Summit in Lusaka, Dr. Chikwanda suggested that enhanced capacity building at the ERB committee level, coupled with a mutually agreed upon framework of expectations, could facilitate quicker financial closures and boost investment in the energy sector. He is of the view that by working together, ERB and BAZ can ensure that approved business plans meet financial institution requirements, reduce attrition.